The Charlotte 49ers will take on the Rice Owls with our coverage at 6 and tip-off at 6:30. And a pleasure to head over to the guest line and bring on the head coach of the Niners, Mr. Ron Sanchez. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, man. Thanks for having me on. Sorry I'm a little late as we just got done with our shoot-around. I had to sneak back to the hotel.
No worries at all, Coach. Always appreciate the time. And as we look at the end of this regular season for you, Coach, winning 4 out of your last 5, you win the last 2, including beating Southern Miss in a close one on Saturday. Where's your confidence level in this team as they ended the regular season playing pretty well?
Well, first, I think, you know, winning on the road is really hard. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, especially when you've got senior days of those last games. So, you know, getting that last victory meant a lot for us as a group and, you know, to establish our confidence, especially coming off, you know, the win versus Middle. I think that the combination of those back-to-back victories as we go into conference play has definitely put the guys in a great headspace.
Coach, as you play, obviously, in these tournaments and as you're looking to advance each and every day, depth is a key thing. Obviously, you lost Musa a little while ago, but how do you feel depth-wise as you head into this tournament?
I think we've established a pretty good rotation. You know, Marvin Cannon has done a terrific job of stepping in to that role that Musa was playing as a defensive stopper and a physical guy that's really impacting the game with his athleticism and length on the defensive end of the floor. So I think right now our rotation is set. Guys understand their roles and how they're going to be used and, you know, what we need from them to be successful. And they're playing those roles with, you know, a high level of energy and commitment.
Coach, guard play, such a big factor in postseason basketball. Got to be very confident that your guards are playing well, right? Obviously, you have Jameer and Butler both doing a good job for you.
Yeah, those two guys have been great, you know, all season, very consistent. That's the one thing about, you know, Jameer and Austin. Austin's play is just so consistent and obviously connected with Jameer. He's done an amazing job as well. Obviously, Jameer being a first-team all-conference guy, having scored in double figures in every single contest that he's played in this year and having like 18, 20-point games. Like, he's been really just phenomenal throughout the year. And Austin has really come in and just given us a tremendous injection of just hard play and effort and just energy. Those two combined, you know, are probably the catalyst behind our decent play.
And, Coach, the regular season, it can be a grind at times. And, of course, you guys had the COVID layoff period. But as you begin postseason here in the Conference USA Tournament, does it feel like it – I know it's a cliche, but it truly probably feels like, okay, this is a fresh start. Everybody's got the same record and the kind of a renewed excitement here.
Exactly. You know, that was our message before we came in here. We say, you know, right now, what we want on Saturday, man, we literally rung the bell and ended the regular season. And we said, right now, everybody is 0-0, and it all starts over. You know, so let's make sure we do our part to make sure that we can continue to play well in the month of March. And let's really take advantage of the opportunity in front of us. You know, you got to play with a level of desperation, but not, you know, lose sight of what has gotten you to this point. So it's, you know, playing hard and desperate, but definitely united and definitely disciplined. You know, those are the things that we're going to try to focus on as we come into this month.
You know, Coach, hearing your comments about the individual awards that Jameer Young won, along with Ali Khalifa winning Freshman of the Year within the conference, you seem to take a this is a team award approach as well as a foundational approach, right? It's awesome to bring in this kind of talent that's only going to make being attractive that much better to some of the other possible recruits. Do you feel like this has kind of changed now a little bit where, okay, we have established really talented guys and that's only going to help towards the future?
Absolutely. Whenever you could bring in a guy, you know, who has different options to go to different schools and they come to you and, you know, you give them an opportunity because the truth about Jameer and Ali, you know, we're a staff that really believe in them as athletes and as people. And, you know, they've taken the opportunity gifted to them and have run away with it and have really established themselves, you know, in our conference. So for us, that definitely, you know, helps us build the program. I mean, when you're in the weeds, it's hard to see, you know, what you're building. But in the end, you know, we did take over a program that was 2-16 in the conference. And, you know, for us to get double-figure wins and, you know, have 17 wins to this point, you know, you do have to see the mountain that you're climbing. We're not where we want to be, but we're definitely headed in that direction. And to get there, we have to continue to recruit and get, you know, more talent. We need more Jameer Youngs. We need more Ali Khalifas. And having those guys have that kind of success can definitely help you attract more players.
Where do you think you've improved the most looking back at game one of the regular season to where you are now heading into the Conference USA tourney?
Yeah, if you look at our defensive numbers, we've gotten a lot better. We had a couple of, you know, kind of anomalies there with, you know, like the FAU game, the third game of the year, that really skew our numbers. But when you really look at our defense, our contested shot rates and things like that, those are the areas where we've improved the most. Our offense, I think, has always been pretty solid. You know, we've also done a better job taking care of the basketball and valuing possessions. But I think our defense and those limiting losing factors, you know, have definitely improved. And that's, I think, the reason for the success that we had later on in the season.
Talking with Ron Sanchez, head coach Charlotte 49ers. They gear up to take on the Rice Owls tomorrow night, 6:30 Eastern, 6 o'clock airtime here on the station. Coach, you played Rice back in January. It's kind of a while ago. I mean, can you still go back to that game, or is a lot of time passed that you're just looking at what Rice has done recently?
No, we would definitely go back and study us. We study them against us, and then we try to take teams that play similar to us and see how we can connect the two. We basically watch, honestly, every single game between our game, you know, when we play them in January and this game, literally have observed and studied every single contest and see what's relevant to us. So we try not to leave any stone unturned, but we'll definitely take some lessons from the game that we played against them.
Looking forward to getting started tomorrow night for the Charlotte 49ers against the Rice Owls in the Conference USA Tournament. Coach, always appreciate your time. Best of luck out there this week.
No, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There you go. Ron Sanchez, head coach, Charlotte 49ers, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock airtime here on a 7:30 The Game. We'll take a timeout, more about what's going on in the NFL as we continue on the Afternoon Rush.